Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
The middle of the week is come and gone on this Wednesday evening, October 5. The Bright Knights ball invitations are in the mail. 99 restaurants are offering free kids' meals. Wales says no swimming in Lake George. A Ludlow man sicks his dog on the police. And information on ballot question number 4 is missing from your info booklet. All of this right after your weather. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 46. The winds are light and variable. Tomorrow, we warm up a bit. It'll be sunny and a high of 72. The winds 5 to 10. And tomorrow night, cloudy, a low near 49. The winds are light and variable. UV index 5, humidity 59%. The beautiful invitation for the 2022 City of Bright Knights Ball is filled with love letters. It's setting the tone for an elegant evening sponsored by American Medical Response at MGM Springfield, Saturday, the 12th of November. The love letters are from Johnny Cash to June Carter, Napoleon Bonaparte to Josephine Bernay, Jimi Hendrix to an unknown girlfriend, and more. And they'll inspire love and romance. Reservations for the City of Bright Knights Ball are available by contacting the Spirit of Springfield, 413-733-3800. For all the details on the evening or to register for the silent auction, visit spiritofspringfield.org. 99 restaurants are kicking off Boys and Girls Club Month and saying that kids can eat free right through the 30th. Now here's the fine print. Dine in or to go. Free kids' meal must be ordered off the kids' menu for child age 10 and under. Child must be present to receive free kids' meal. Kids' beverage, tax and gratuity not included. Purchase one adult entree, get one free kids' meal. Not valid with 99 rewards offers, discounts or coupons, including happy hours and football frenzy. To-go orders are subject to a 4% packaging charge, which is retained by 99 restaurants for packaging costs and or online services. Fee not representing a tip or service charge for any employee. I hope you are taking notes. Danger! Harmful algae bloom in Lake George. The Wales Board of Health is aware of the algae bloom in the lake, and they receive guidance from the state. So they're warning you against any contact with the water until the bloom subsides. Please avoid all recreational activities involving contact with the water until they've removed the advisory. Now we come to the case of Bradley V. Caverly, age 25, of Ludlow. Arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, assault with a dangerous weapon, 4 counts, threatening to commit a crime, murder, 4 counts, resisting arrest, 5 counts. So on Sunday, October 2, at about 7:45 p.m., Ludlow police receive a complaint at the police station from a woman asking for help with an out-of-control male, and responded to a home on Miller Street near Oak Knoll Circle. Officers were immediately confronted. Caverly, who began threatening to kill officers with his dog, a large black lab mix named Bear. The dog immediately showed aggressive behavior, growling and lunging at officers, and soon bit the first responding officer in the thigh. Backup officers arrived a short time later and deployed their tasers on Caverly and the dog. 5 officers working together eventually forced Caverly to submit to arrest despite his violent resistance. The first responding officer was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a local hospital and was released. Caverly arraigned Monday, Palmer District Court. Vicious dog hearing regarding the dog scheduled with the Ludlow Board of Selectmen at a later date. Now tomorrow, Thursday the 6th, Mayor Sarno will attend the New North Citizen Council's Youth Build graduation ceremony. This will be at 5 p.m. to celebrate and congratulate those students who are graduating with their high school diploma equivalency and a trade. Then the mayor is off to the Springfield Technical Community College's Resilience Awards and Gala that will celebrate the 55th anniversary of recognizing community leaders for their work and services as innovative champions. Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris and State Rep. Angelo Pupolo Jr. are among the honorees to be recognized. You might be missing some information on your November ballot voter's guide. They've published an information booklet for the upcoming election, but question 4, which deals with undocumented immigrants receiving driver's licenses, is notably absent. State law only requires information on ballot questions submitted to the Secretary of State Law by July 6 to be printed. Question 4 would either keep in place or repeal the law that allows undocumented immigrants to apply for a driver's license. It is extremely important that people read that and understand that, because unlike an initiative where they're proposing a law, this is what's known as a referendum on a law, so the significance of yes and no could be confusing to some voters. Well, today, Springfield Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprud joined C3 Forest Park officers for a coffee with a cop at Kensington International School. After the coffee with a cop, Superintendent Claprud and C3 Forest Park officers Nin and Haggerty spent some time in the classroom with students and answered all of their questions from this very curious and engaging group. Now, this was the second in a series of coffee with a cop events the superintendent is going to be attending at different locations throughout the city. And our congratulations to Autumn Mist Farm in Agawam. They had a beautiful grand opening and a successful one. Autumn Mist Farm is a 100-acre family beef farm, and their farm-to-table restaurant and retail store sources local beef and local ingredients to craft a robust classic menu. And they say their beef is all natural, no added growth hormones, steroids, or artificial ingredients. So a beefy round of applause to our good friends at Autumn Mist Farm in Agawam. Thanks for being with us on our program for today, and we'll be back again on Thursday tomorrow for a new show during the day and evening up online on demand for you here at Pioneer Valley Radio, where we're concerned with everything that concerns Western Mass. I'm Brad Shepherd. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.